Repent or else. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We are bombarded with messages to change our ways. And with the war on terror, these messages have gained a new intensity.
Isn't it time for every Christian, Jew, pagan, and atheist to cast off the cloak of spiritual darkness which enshrouds them and emerge into the light of Islam?
This is Adam Gadan, indicted this week as a member of Al-Qaeda and a traitor to the United States. Al-Qaeda, I think we all agree, has a relatively medieval approach to repentance, that being, repent or feel the cold steel of my knife at your throat.
And when it comes, repentance will be of no benefit.
But Adam Gadan is not the only voice using 9/11 in an attempt to coax us into repentance.
God Almighty, we are guilty before you.
Yes, in 2003, Pat Robertson said 9/11 succeeded because America had been stripped of our Christian heritage, causing God's divine protection to lapse.
And it's time we get before the Lord and say, God Almighty, please renew this land in the midst of the years. Bring us back to that heritage we have as a godly country. Restore the values that made this nation great before some horrible terror comes upon us.
Now, obviously, I don't mean to equate the two. Far from it. I present these messages to demonstrate the clear difference between these particular Muslim and Christian approaches to redemption. One says, repent, or we will kill you. The other says, repent, or they will kill you. In the meantime, try not to forget, God is love. Now this.